French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe emerged from extended discussions with the question, do you want New Caledonia to accede to full sovereignty and become independent? RNZ Pacific reported that negotiations on the wording extended deep into the night as independence advocates insisted on inclusion of the word sovereignty. Loyalists would have preferred to ask voters if they wished to remain French. Earlier, negotiators had settled on the thorny question of who's eligible to vote and on the date, November 4th. 30 years ago, negotiations among pro- and anti-independence groups agreed on a process to resolve what might otherwise have been irreconcilable differences. Indigenous Canucks demanded independence and an end to French colonialism. Settlers from France and other Pacific Islands agreed on autonomy, but under the French umbrella. Over the decades, local authority has transferred gradually from Paris to Nouméa, but the once distant referendum at the end of the process now looms. French officials have expressed concern about what happens November 5th. Prime Minister Philippe said the referendum will be a challenge not without risk, as he put it, and worried that the campaign and the vote could reopen old divisions. The Prime Minister set up a group called the G10, where representatives of all parties can hold confidential talks on the day after. Much will depend on whether that group can stick together and whether all parties agree to abide by the results. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.